Hello, and welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my friends, Peter Ponacorvo and Michael Black, as Laura Fitzpatrick's on vacation. And you probably noticed by the lack of entrance music and the lack of background music, this is a different episode. We're not even calling it an episode. We wanted to just come on the air and talk briefly about the three horrific incidents in Orlando. And we realize that our opinions really, in the scheme of things, are pretty irrelevant. But we felt like we wanted to talk about it as friends, as part of the Disney community. So, Peter, Michael, thank you for joining me. I know it's going to be a particularly difficult show, so I appreciate your support.
I don't see any way we couldn't do it. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
No problem.
You know, it's good to talk about these things. It really is.
Okay. So, you know, I know there's, you know, an opening of Shanghai Disney, but this takes precedence to that, and there'll be time for that in the future. But, you know, let's get right into it, because I wanted to have a conversation with you guys, and frankly, this is not about downloads, and if only the three of us are the ones that even download this and hear it, I still feel like it was worth us doing. So, the first one took place about a week ago, and you know, I don't know if you were even aware, or if you listened to any of her music, but singer Christina Grimmie was shot and killed after her show in Orlando on Friday night last week on June the 10th. Supposedly, she didn't know the man who shot her. I shouldn't say supposedly; that's inappropriate too. He was 27 years old. He's been identified at this point. I won't even mention his name or even give him credibility to mention his name. Traveled to the Plaza Theater. He had two small handguns. He walked up to her, who was signing autographs at the show, and shot her at about 10:30 in the evening. Her brother was right there, tackled him, and somehow during the scuffle or perhaps afterwards, he shot himself and killed himself at the scene. He was supposed to have two loaded magazines and a large hunting knife on him. And, you know, that was a horrific incident because, you know, I know that she was very famous and popular from, I believe, was The Voice. And I'll be honest, I hadn't heard her music other than knowing that it would seem like a very, I don't want to use the word classic stalker case, but that started off the week last Friday on June the 10th. Had either of you guys heard any of Christina's music?
You know, I know she was on The Voice. I'm not a Voice viewer, so.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's a sad thing that happened. Unfortunately, I have a feeling it'll come out at some point that the person that did this may have had some kind of stability issues. I don't know that. I'm mm-hmm. speculating completely, but.
Yeah.
You know, that was just a senseless killing that, you know, nobody will understand that one ever because the person that did it isn't here to try to explain it.
Of course. How about you, Michael? Any knowledge, any history of listening to Christina Grimmie?
Actually, yeah, we you know, as being part of the YouTube community ourselves, we're big fans of YouTube. And so we kind of knew of her rise before The Voice. She was one of our favorites on The Voice. And then, you know, I wouldn't call us huge fans, that we would listen every day. But we definitely did love her voice. We were pulling for her on the show. You know, it's sometimes when you watch The Voice or American Idol or one of those shows, you have the people that you kind of do other things while they sing. She was one of those that you would stop. We would stop and listen to her performance. So that to me shows her level of talent and ability to, entertain the audience. So it is a shame.
Yeah, truly senseless too. So, so that was the start of the horrific week. We segue into the shooting on June the 12th. So I have several articles I've been reading today, and they get harder to read as you go on, believe it or not. So I'll summarize this one the best I can without getting too far in depth, because factually I hope I'm relaying all the information correctly, so I'm just going to read the main points. But on June the 12th, a mass shooting terrorist attack occurred inside Pulse, which is listed as a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, resulted in 50 deaths, including the gunman himself, who was killed by the Orlando police after a three-hour standoff, as well as 53 additional injuries. It was the deadliest mass shooting by a single gunman and the deadliest incident of violence against the LGBT people in the U.S. history. So the assailant, I know, has been identified as Omar Mateen, who was an American-born to parents of Afghan background. But we can go on, and everyone's seen the news from CNN and has seen the news across the country about this. Essentially, he went in and he opened fire, and 50 people are no longer with us. So, what are your thoughts here, Peter? I'm trying to formulate my thoughts correctly, and I'm struggling to do so. What are your thoughts here?
It's hard to even kind of fathom what occurred there. I mean, I can't even put it into words, actually. I don't know.
Hmm.
You know, it's one of those weird things that, again, it's starting to come out in the light where there's email that's being seen now and things like that. And that's all for, you know, law enforcement to deal with. My heart goes out to all the people that have been impacted by this, whether it's the family of the victims, you know, the people that were just there and witnessed this horrific act, and, or, you know, the responders, mm-hmm. You know, walking into that is, cannot be easy to deal with. I've thankfully not had to walk into a situation like that in my career so far. And God willing, I won't have to.
Yeah.
But, you know,
of course.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to even vocalize it, you know?
Sure. Sure. I understand this all happened around 2:00 in the morning, and it happened rather quickly. And by 2:09, essentially it started around 2:00. He was shooting in the club for a couple minutes. By 2:09, the club posted on its page to everyone get out of Pulse and keep running. There was standoffs. People did escape the club after they, I guess, disconnected the air conditioning unit and punched a hole in the wall. But he was there for over 3 hours. I know it. Just before 5 a.m., he entered a bathroom stall where hostages were hiding, and he fired some shots, killing additional people. Immediately afterwards, SWAT officers entered the building. They drove an armored vehicle through a wall and used some flashbangs to distract him. And in the crossfire, he was killed, the shooter himself. But, Michael, help me out. What do you think here?
You know, that day... you know, me and my wife, it was very hard for us that day. And as it was, I'm sure, for everybody else. We don't claim to, I don't know anybody that you know, was affected, let's say that. But I don't know anybody who wasn't affected, if that makes any sense. I woke up that morning, and the morning before, I always check Facebook first thing in the morning, which I shouldn't do, and I know I shouldn't. It's not usually the greatest place to start your day, because it could go either way. Yeah, you could have a funny cat video. You could have a great Disney story, or you could have something like this. The day after Christina's death, that was the first thing I saw. And the next morning, oddly enough, I went to open Facebook and I said to myself, please let me come in to better news today than I came into yesterday, having it burnt into my mind the day before of that incident. then to read what I read, and at that point it was 20. That's what they were saying. They were saying 20 were dead in a shooting. I was in shock. Okay, and then as it went a little later in the day, then I hear it's 50. It's all over CNN. I'm seeing, you know, all over Orlando, all this stuff. Our local news channels were, of course, covering it completely. We just kind of went numb. And, you know, I hate to compare this, but I remember what September 11th was like. I'm not comparing it in terms of impact or total numbers. I'm talking about the way I felt, the kind of fear that I felt, the uncertainty I felt. That's the feeling I had. And I know that may sound strange to some people, and it may make sense to some people. I'm just trying to convey how I kind of felt on that,
sure,
that particular day. And I think that, you know, I had posted that particular day, I felt like I went through the stages of grief many different times, but I never got to acceptance. I stuck in depression, and then I would bump back up to anger because I would see something and I'd be like, why is there this hate? Why? You know, I don't understand why this would happen. And then I would kind of get through, but I don't even know if I've really gotten to acceptance yet, to be honest. And I think that's why I wanted to talk with you guys this evening. Thought it may help.
Yeah, absolutely. Those words were well spoken, too. I guess in my few points on this is, I watched a video today on Facebook, and, you know, it made sense. And they said people were doing nothing wrong. And they were dancing. They were having fun with family and friends and loved ones. There was nothing going on even remotely close to being worthy of something like this. And you're right. You know what? It's unfathomable the kind of hate that a person would have to organize this and plan this. And upon innocent people. I don't even know where to say. I don't. Calling the guy a piece of garbage, it doesn't do it justice. And I feel tremendously and profound sadness for the people in Orlando, because I know there's 50 people, but it's an attack on the city, and it's an attack on the, you know, the gay population in Orlando, and it's an attack on all of us, honestly, even if we're not gay, just to have something like that happen, because it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's the gay population in Orlando. It wasn't music fans in Paris, you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't subway riders in London many years ago. It could be anybody. It could be all of us. So it's with tremendous sadness and, you know, yeah, profound anger, you know, that I read the article and I even discuss this with you. But the news continued, and it didn't get any better for Orlando. And I think this is the one that shook me the most. And I know I don't speak for you, Michael, as a parent as well, but this is the one that, you know, shook us, at least shook me and my wife the most, and that was just yesterday or so, that a young man was with his family. I'm going to paraphrase. I'm not going to read the article that I have here from MSN, but essentially a young man was with his family on the beach at 9 o'clock at night by the Grand Floridian, finishing up or kind of watching the nightly movie Held on the Beach, and somehow the young boy, the two-year-old, ended up wading in ankle-deep water or close to the shore of the water while the father was nearby, probably attending to the other children, to have the alligator from the Seven Seas Lagoon go and grab him. And as I understand it, the father tried to wrestle the alligator, but in my mind, the way I see it, the gator would have grabbed him and almost led out with Lane's body into the water, and the father might have got a hold of the backside of the alligator, which is a immensely strong prehistoric animal, They found him after a 16-hour search. They found him in about 6 feet of water, about 15 to 20 yards off the shore. The body, as I understand, was intact, which I don't know if that's, I guess that's, this is a bad word. I guess it's the best case scenario for closure for the family. But essentially, I mean, the details are heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. So, Pete, Michael, anything here like to comment about this?
No. I mean, I...
The signs are posted.
It's just a horrible accident. I don't want to jump on this, blame the parents for letting the kid go in the water.
Oh, there's no fault in this. I don't see fault.
I mean, yes, it's posted. Yes, it's a fairly well-known thing around Disney World.
In the state, correct, Michael? In the state.
Yeah.
I mean,
Pete Werner from the Diz, I mean, he ends every show with the same thing. And, you know, I'll paraphrase it because, you know, stay out of the dang lake. Stay out of the dang lakes. You know, it's a swamp. That's their territory. We're infringing on their environment.
But I don't assess fault to the father
no,
at
no,
all.
No, no, no. I don't mean that to be a pointing the finger or anything like that. It's a horrible thing that happened. It's a freak accident. There's signs that say don't do it, but I mean, you know, how many times we see the signs say don't feed the birds in the parks, and what's the first thing you see kids doing? Throwing a handful of French fries to the birds in the parks.
Yeah. Michael, have you gone there with your kids and watched the fireworks show from the beach?
We have, and you know, this is why you know, it's, I get a little frustrated, and I've tried to not get involved in any of it because it does frustrate me when blame is thrown around. You know, I think to myself, there are a million different ways that something could happen to my child. I'm doing everything that I possibly can to ensure that those things don't happen to my child, but it's impossible for me to protect them completely all the time. And I would hope that in the one instance where something happens that's possibly out of my control, maybe isn't. Maybe it's something that I overlooked, but I wouldn't have a million fingers pointing at me in my time of grief when I'm going through something. And that's what I wouldn't wish on those parents. They're going to have enough regret in the situation. They're going to have enough what ifs. I don't think they need everybody else giving them those. It's horrible. We can take it. I think in this situation, we don't want to take it in vain. We need to take something from it and say, look, this can happen. We need to be vigilant. And especially, you know, in the dark, you just can't see those things, and they're there. Yeah. So, I think that's kind of my sum up. I don't think any blame should be thrown around either, but I think we should take from it what we can do to understand that they're going to be there, possibly keep an eye out for it and kind of go from there.
Yeah.
I mean, inside the Disney bubble, we all feel like nothing can go wrong. And this is, unfortunately, is a very solemn reminder that there are still things out there that can happen even at Disney World. So,
yeah, no doubt. I was looking and talking to some of my coworkers today, and I showed them a picture of my phone. And it's me sitting with my 2-year-old daughter with our feet in the water on the Polynesian beach with the Grand Floridian in behind. So I've been there, and I've done that. I have it on my phone. I'd share it on Facebook, but truly doesn't matter. But I've been there and I've done that. I consider myself a good dad. So no blame can be assessed to this gentleman for this matter. No one would ever expect a kind of horrific accident to happen in the location and in the environment that he was in. I've read some pretty hateful things to people from people on Facebook, and all I could think of is, really, at this point, that's the best you have is a anonymous shot from an anonymous name from Facebook. When this dad and mom and the other siblings potentially, this is a tough thing to say, are ruined and could be ruined forever. And the healing process may never occur for this family to have that. I kept on thinking for the last couple of days, because I have kids that age. How do you go forward? And how do you get on the plane to go back home with four instead of five? And how do you go to the bedroom and clean out the bedroom and clean up the bedroom? And how do you move forward from that? And I don't know if the answer is I could. I really don't know. I know that the outpouring of support's been tremendous as well, too. I know there's a GoFundMe page from Kingdom Strollers, where they rented strollers from, and I've shared that on my Facebook page, and I'll share it on the WW Review page as well, too. And it's not anything to do with money. It's trying to help rebuild a life and lives that are completely crushed. I know the Disney community has been supportive. I know Bob Iger himself has spoken with the family. But, you know, as a dad, and I know I've prattled on too long here, it's disturbing. And it's almost more disturbing to see some of the hate generated after this as well, too. Because this one actually touches home for me. So, anything else, guys? I know we didn't have a show planned. We just wanted to talk here about this. Anything else you'd like to say? This is your open forum, Michael, Pete?
Well, I'll tell you. It's been a hard week. My family and I, we're on vacation, as we speak. We kind of left Central Florida in Orlando for a little bit. It was planned. It wasn't like we did it, you know, after all this stuff happened. But driving through on the way, we had to drive through Orlando. We of course live a little south of Orlando. I'm very impressed with the city of Orlando, the amount of billboards, the Orlando Strong billboards, the coming together as a city. I was very impressed by the amount of people who showed up to give blood that was needed when the calling was there. I'm very impressed that the city of Orlando came together like it did. I wouldn't expect anything less. It's a very proud city, a very strong city within itself. And I think that just made me more proud of it as we went through, knowing that there was more love afterwards I was seeing than hate. And any hate I was seeing was being stomped out by the love. And I think that that's what we need to take with us moving forward, to see that in this circumstance, the people who are still trying to hate are getting stomped out by the love. And I think that's the only thing that we can really do to move forward. And that's what we're doing each day as a family. I'm hugging my boys now more than I did. And I think a lot of people are. And I think that we just need to all appreciate each other. And that person that you smile at the grocery store or say hello to, you know, I said that could have been one of the people at that nightclub. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that person to know that I do care about them. I do care about them as a person and them as an individual. And I think that that's what I took from all of this. And I think I'm going to stop blabbering on, but I think that's the message that we need to move forward with and just start to heal.
Yes. Peter, anything?
You know, it's they're horrible things that have occurred. And if nothing else, it needs to remind all of us that, you know, tell the people you love them. You know, tomorrow isn't promised for anybody, no matter where you are.
Mm.
So take advantage of every day that you have.
It's true. It's a gift, that's for sure. Call your mother, call your father, tell them you love them. Tell your wife you love her. Tell your kids you love them. You know, hold them a little closer than you did yesterday. Okay. I appreciate you guys joining me and just talking about this. If you needed to contact Peter or me, you guys know where to find us. Please contact Michael as well. Share your thoughts. Share your opinions, please. Outside of that, for my buddies Mike and Peter, have a good evening. Thank you.
See you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.